Good morning. And we learned the Simon Vav, where the Chayalim introduced the concern about the scenario of Mechubar. We mentioned from the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, in a scenario where it's well known that this type of work is done through Kablanas, so there is an argument that one can be Mekel. And we left off that the Mishnah Berurah says that one can rely on that. In a scenario of Kablanas Besada, when one is in the doing agricultural work, one is allowed to rely on the Kablanas concept. But when it comes to Binyan Batim, one should be Machmer. This is based on a Bir Alocha, Simon Reish Mem Dalet, where he brings multiple Rishonim say that even in the case where it's these Parsim, that is the Kablanas, it's still going to be Aser. And it differentiates between the case of a soda and a bias. So maybe just to clarify that point without getting involved in all of the details. So we talk about the cheshad. We need to clarify a few points. What exactly is the cheshad? So this is a big machlokas rishonim and what the concern is. The most simplest understanding of the cheshad is that people assume that he hired these workers as skira yom, that they're hired as day workers, as opposed to that they're hired as contractors for the job. And that's we've been basically going with that assumption. There are other reasons why we're machmer. One is that people, Rashi understands that the concern is that people won't know, even in the case of Kablanas, if you make the arrangement on Shabbos, it's also, we see the non-Jew working, and we don't know when they made the arrangement. Maybe they just made the arrangement today. That's another explanation of the concern. The Baal HaMor says the concern is that people will not understand the difference between a Kablan and a Skir Yom, and they're going to assume that they're all the same. And if what he's doing is Mutter, it must be even a Skir Yom is Mutter. So they will mistake and not understand the difference. Some understand in the Rambam another explanation that the concern is that it will be Kaba Malachtoi, which you pointed out, that even in the case of Kablanas, if the Jew tells the non-Jew to work on Shabbos, it's Aser. People see the non-Jew working on Shabbos, they're going to say, well, he must have told him to do so. So they will mistakenly think that he was Kavah Malachta the Shabbos. And there is a Chayotim later on which says that the Kashad is that people will think that the Jew is benefiting from the work which the non-Jew is working and is doing. He'll end up gaining by having this work done earlier, not just gaining time, but gaining some financial benefit. Once the work is done earlier, the Jew can use the non-Jew for other projects, so there's an actual financial gain. So we see multiple explanations of the concern of the cheshad, and some of them would apply to even a scenario where it's well known that this type of work is done by Kablanas, but we still have a concern. People will mistakenly think it was Kavah Malachtoi. People will not understand the difference between Kablanas and Skira Yom, etc. Furthermore, in the Cheshad itself, why are we worried about this Cheshad? What was the concern the Cheshad had about the Cheshad? So the simple understanding is we do not want people thinking that Jews are doing Averis. So Reuven sees a non-Jew working on Shimon's property. He's going to be choshed Shimon that Shimon did an Avera. That's inappropriate. Other explanations, however, exist. The concern of the Cheshad is that there's an element of it's a bizarre to Shabbos. People will assume it's being done in a way which is Aser, and they will think that people are not keeping Shabbos properly. So that's going to undermine the respect that we have for Shabbos. The third concern is that people will draw the wrong conclusion and say if this is mutter, so even a Skir Yom is mutter, or scenarios or Kavah Malachta is mutter, they will misunderstand, the cheshad will bring them to say, well, if Rabbi so and so is doing it, must be it's okay. So they're going to then do that something similar themselves. So some of these concerns would apply even in a scenario where it's well known that it's done with Kablanas. If we don't understand the difference, that's not going to help us, etc. So why exactly we are concerned about these more concerned about these issues when it comes to abayas than when it comes to the sada. We're not going to get involved in that. But we see that the concept of chashad runs very deep. And there are multiple concerns about what the chashad might be and what the result of the chashad might be. And therefore, in regards to the scenario of abayas, Mishnah Berurah feels one should be machmer. I do want to point out that Kevager is mekel, and there are definitely, I would say, in a scenario of hefsid, especially hefsid gadol, one is what to be mekel. A person has such a shaila, a person should be in contact with their rav and see if the scenario is actually mutter or not. Have a good day.